Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. We have an incredible recipe today for you, and this is my quick sauté of kale with red onion and roasted garlic bread pudding. And yes, if you're asking yourself that question, there is such thing as savory bread pudding. And guess what? It's really, really good. And not only that, some of these bread puddings can actually be really healthy. I love serving savory bread pudding, and I hope you enjoy this. A special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, Wawona Frozen Foods, a family commitment to excellence for over 50 years. www.wawona.com. Give them a call today, 559-299-2901, wawonafoods.com. Great, great people. So the recipe we have, like I said, is a unique recipe because it's going to really challenge our taste buds and what we can and can't do in the kitchen. I think you're going to love this. Let's get started. What we're going to need first is 3 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil. I need 1 cup of kale to go into our pan. I need 1/4 cup of red onion that we want to make sure is diced really small. And the reason we dice it small is because when this bakes, I don't want chunks of onion sticking out. I want this to be beautiful and pure, just like the recipe is itself. It's such a unique recipe and it's so fun to do. We're going to put 2 cloves of garlic, and the way we're going to actually cook these garlics up is I want to actually get a microplane and I want to shave that garlic just nice and fresh into this mixture. That way the garlic isn't an overpowering flavor, but we get that aftertaste of garlic, which really enhances any dish that we do. We're going to take 2 cups of brioche bread that we're going to just dice small with our hands. I want it to be very rustic when I make any kind of a bread pudding. So once it's nice and cut just small or medium, depending on how you want to do it, it's okay. But don't ever do it large because we really want this to be a delicate look. And when it bakes together, it will be beautiful. I'm going to add 2 eggs to this mixture as well. I'm going to add 1 cup of milk and 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese. I'm going to go ahead and put this in my oven at 425 degrees for about 15 to 18 minutes. And make sure whenever you put this in the oven that whatever you decide to serve in, if you want to do little cupcakes, that's fine. If you want to do little loaves, that's fine. Always make sure to use a non-stick spray so this will not stick at all. Let it cool down as soon as it comes out of the oven for about the same amount of time it cooked. So if it cooked for 20 minutes, let it cool for 20 minutes. And this will make sure that these loaves come out beautiful and delicious. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.